Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be why your girlfriend talks to other men. So I've got an email here from a guy. He says he's been following me for about 2 years now. He was previously married for about 5 years, and then his wife cheated on him. And so he's been with his new girlfriend. He's got about 4 months now, and I guess they live about an hour and a half away from one another. And so apparently there's a male coworker that she works with who she's constantly talking about, she occasionally spends time with. He set boundaries with her, but obviously it doesn't really seem to faze her or deter her from hanging out and obsessively talking about this coworker of hers. So I'm going to go through, I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through his email and point out some things here. So the quote says, if your goal is a healthy, loyal, exclusive, monogamous relationship, the best way to not have to sleep with one eye open and to wonder if your partner is faithful is to only date people who share the same goals and values, who come from a family background where they learn loyalty and fidelity from their parents. Dating women who constantly talk fondly about and bring up other men in a complimentary manner that they spend time with or talk to is not a good sign. This is typically how unfaithful romantic partners assuage their guilt for their devious and disloyal behavior. So let's take a closer look, shall we? And just remember, no drama allowed. So he says, hi, Corey. I hope you're doing well. I've been listening to you for almost 2 years now. And first of all, I want to thank you. After 5 years of marriage, my ex-wife cheated on me and we went through a divorce. We got married young due to an unplanned pregnancy and things didn't work out. Yeah, marriage is a really serious commitment, legal commitment, especially when you get the government involved. And unfortunately, lots of people kind of take that lightly. And a lot of people get married for the wrong reasons. And just because you knock somebody up, it's not a good reason just to get married because of that. Like a marriage or a commitment to somebody that you're maybe just casually dating and hooking up with, or maybe you slip one past the goalie. Not really a good reason to get married. Obviously, it didn't work out for them. But, you know, a lot of people do what I did. They get married because they don't think they'll find anybody better, or everybody talks them into it, or they don't say no. A lot of women marry a lot of guys that they are not in love with, and the guys are completely oblivious to this because they have no idea how to tell one way or another if she's really into them or not, which obviously I go into detail in my first book, 3% Man, which you can read for free at understandingrelationships.com. Just subscribe to the email newsletter. Back to our regularly scheduled email. He says, it seemingly came out of nowhere, but thanks to your book, I was able to see where I failed. Well, the key is you got to have the right reasons and you got to make sure your goals and your values are aligned. Because if you're dating somebody and based on their history, it just doesn't appear that loyalty is a big deal to them. Kind of like a bumper sticker, kind of like our politicians who always throw around the word the Constitution as if it's anything, means anything more than a platitude to them. You can't take things that people say seriously when their actions don't match their words. That's why dating is like test driving. It's like test driving a car. Because people can hide who they are for about the first 90 days of a relationship. And like on top of this, with this particular guy, he doesn't say it yet, but it's later in the email. I mean, she lives an hour and a half away from him. So it's technically a long distance relationship. He says, you helped me get through my divorce and become a better man overall. To date, I have listened to your book 6 times and will continue listening. Well, you've been following for 2 years and you only listened to it 6 times. Part of your problem, my friend. 10 to 15 times, there's a reason. He says, my question is regarding my girlfriend, however. We've been dating for almost 4 months now, and everything is going great. Sure. If everything was going great, dude, you wouldn't be writing me. He says, we laugh together all the time, and she even wants to move in with me. That's pretty soon. 4 months, and she's talking about moving in. What does that typically mean? Insecure people do things like that. Especially when we see how she's behaving. He says, the issue is she lives about an hour and a half away. She's always bringing up and talking about a particular coworker. So obviously, women that talk about other guys, especially somebody they work with, oh, he's just a friend. You don't have to worry about him. It's like you don't have to worry about him until the moment he ends up inside of her. Then it's a problem. But she's telling you, in essence, hey, I'm without saying, it doesn't matter what she says, the fact that she's talking about this, women who come from a good family, this is disloyal behavior. They would never do anything like this. They wouldn't behave this way. They'd be, if she was really head over heels in love with you and thought you were the man of her dreams, she wouldn't be talking to some other coworker. Now, it's nice that she's revealing this stuff to you, that she's talking to him, but it's inappropriate. You're an hour and a half away. She's talking about moving in with you, and obviously it's still pretty new in the relationship. And then she's, you know, got this other guy that she's constantly talking about and occasionally spending time with. So it's like, I look at that and go, she's a fence sitter. She's hedging her bets. So either she gets what she wants with you, or she'll be jumping into bed with this other guy if she hasn't already. Those are just not, you know, she's talking about moving in with you. The way you got to look at it is she has to earn this through her actions. And part of the reason why you apply the principles in the book is that it brings out the worst and the worst right away. So what happens when she gets frustrated? What if, you know, say you're dating for a year now and she still wants to move in. You're like, I'm just not ready. Or you say, well, you're still talking about all these other dudes. And it's like, that doesn't give me a level of comfort that you'd be a good person to be with or that you're going to be loyal. It's like, I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't be telling you about all the hot girls that I work with and that we're hanging out together, going and drinks and doing body shots together and stuff like that. It's like, have some common sense. But it's obvious just from this is what she learned growing up. She doesn't think anything's wrong with it. That's just natural behavior for her. At first, I didn't mind, but she brings him up more and more in our conversations. Well, if she's bringing him up more, it's probably because her interest in him is going up. And it's also possible she might be doing it to try to make you a little jealous so she can manipulate you to, in other words, get her to move in before you're actually ready. It's not a good sign. It's not a healthy way to use leverage. Oh, I'm going to basically start fucking my coworker if you don't want me to move in with you right away. These are little things, little red flags that show this woman is insecure. And you got to remember, people that cheat and lie, they're devious, they tend to be narcissistic, they tend to be very insecure. They always have to have, in this case, a woman, she's always got to have other guys around because she doesn't want to be single for too long. It's just not good behavior. These are the kind of women, as soon as things are going bad, they're talking to some other dude and fucking some other guy and lining up a replacement. And here's how the way the universe works. It's like you got cheated on by your first wife because you made a bad choice and a bad decision. And now here you are. The universe brings you somebody else who's already, after 4 months, giving you little red flags that same behavior is there. And so obviously you have a blind spot. It's like you're seeing these things and you're tolerating them. And so the way I look at the reason life continues to bring these kinds of circumstances is so you can recognize them and transcend them. And this is why you date. You see this kind of behavior, this kind of woman, she's a fuck buddy, friends with benefits, open relationship. I wouldn't want to be exclusive with somebody that was behaving this way. She doesn't act like somebody who has you on a pedestal. She doesn't act like somebody that's seeking your attention and validation. It kind of looks like the way she's operating is she's trying to use this other guy potentially to manipulate you to basically say, hey, if you don't get your shit together, this other guy. Women do that. You don't want to be the reason why you move in together or get exclusive or get married is because she's threatening to spend time with some other dude. She's not proving to you through her actions that she's a loyal person. She's just acting like a snake in the grass. So treat her like a snake in the grass. When she talks about him, it's always work-related. Sure. But she seems to speak about him more and more with more and more fondness. Sounds like she's interested in him, interested in you, and she's probably figuring, hey, whichever guy makes the effort that I want. These hoes ain't loyal. She belongs to the streets. I don't have my she belongs to the streets mug. When we first started dating, he asked her to go on a run with him, and they spent an entire day together. Oh, you don't have to worry about him at all. Sure. She told me about it the next day, and I expressed boundaries to her. I told her that I couldn't control what she does, but I wouldn't like her hanging out one-on-one with someone of the opposite sex. He'd say, how would you like it if I was hanging out with the new receptionist that I just started working with, who's really hot and really seems to like talking to me and hanging out with me, and who has some really cute girlfriends as well? Say that to her. I'm sure she'd get real jealous of that real fucking fast. She seemed to understand and agreed. So she said some words. Well, what are her actions? What were her actions? He says, I also noticed that she does text him from time to time. She never hides her phone, though. I just want to know if you think there's some kind of potential issue here or if I'm just being insecure or something. Is it okay for a girl to text guy friends? Sure, but this is somebody that she works with. He's not hanging out with her unless he's gay because he just wants to be her pal. He's hoping to get in her pants, and he's trying to fly under the radar by being the friend. If not, what's the best way to explain that boundary to her without making it seem like I'm trying to control her or something? I would just say, look, you're already talking about moving in with me, but you're constantly talking about this other guy that you work with in glowing terms. Now, if the roles were reversed and I was hanging out with a drop-dead gorgeous supermodel beautiful receptionist that I'm working with, how would you feel about that? Who I can tell has a crush on me. How would you feel about that? Would you like that? Would you be a little jealous? Would that bother you? Would you think that that's loving and sweet and kind? Obviously, she probably won't like that very much. But I have that conversation with her. And I, you know, if I'm a betting man, if I'm in Vegas, we're going to put some money on whether or not her attitude changes. Because you've already set a boundary, but yet her behavior didn't change. Because she's totally cool with it. That's possible that it's innocent. Maybe, maybe the dude's gay. You know, and he's her gay male girlfriend. But doesn't sound like it. More than likely, these instances, the fact, and plus she's talking about him all the time, and she's talking about him as if she's becoming, like you said, more with more and more fondness, as you put it. That's not a good sign. So I would reiterate that in the way that I just explained it. Like if the roles were reversed, how would she like it? And see what she does. Give it 30 days. And if I wouldn't tell her that she had, just say, well, out of respect for me, it's like you're talking about moving in and all this stuff. And it's like, but you're constantly talking about this other guy. You're spending time with him. You're texting him often. That's not the kind of thing that makes me go, yeah, I really want to move in with somebody that's flirting with other dudes. I just wouldn't do that. Now, guys that don't know any better just go, oh, everything's wonderful, and they move right in, and then obviously it doesn't last. It completely blows apart. Remember, drama-free zone. How much did you like the drama of finding out your wife is cheating on you and getting a divorce? That was some shitty drama. No drama allowed. And so these are some major red flags, dude. I'd be taking a step back a little bit. I'd be less enthusiastic about spending time with a woman like this if you're thinking that this is going to be a long-term girlfriend or potential wife, because this is how the universe tests you. Have you transcended what you went through in the past? Because otherwise it'll keep happening over and over and over again until you get the lesson. So set the boundaries, give her 30 days, see what she does, and if she just continues doing it, I would just say, hey, you know, I think you're great, but I kind of want to see other people. I just don't think, as far as being exclusive with you, that you're really the kind of, you exude the kind of loyalty that I'm looking for. The right kind of woman would never do what you've been doing with this other guy, or any guy for that matter. And I can understand if you've been friends and you've known each other, that may, or the dude's gay, maybe a different story, but this kind of situation, the way you're talking about him, it's, I don't like it. I wouldn't do it to you, but yet you're doing it to me. I've already expressed how I don't appreciate this, and nothing changed. So your words and your actions don't match. So that just tells me I doubt your integrity. I'm sorry if that upsets you, but that's where I'm at. What am I supposed to do? I'm just looking at your actions and your words. They don't match. Got to be honest. You might get pissed off and break up with you, but you got to set boundaries, man, because this you have to do this. You have to set your boundaries, and if the chick bounces, that's the whole point. That's why you set the boundaries. So this weeds out the undesirable women, so you don't go and get married and after 5 years find out that your wife is fucking some other guy, because that's horrible. No guy wants to go through that. That's the worst thing in the world. And then plus you got the expense on top of that. And depending on the state that you're in, you get freaking raped in divorce court. Luckily, I live in Florida. Whatever you come in with is what you leave with. But, you know, like California and some of those other states, men have no rights in the marriage law. That sucks. But it's your life, dude. So again, you can read 3% Man for free at understandrelationships.com. Get these sweet No Drama Allowed mugs so you can have them on your desk to remind yourself that your life is a drama-free zone. And if you'd like to book a coaching session with yours truly, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page, and book a coaching session. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.